Paka is only one out of many songs recorded by Siti Binti Saad at the end of the 1920s. In order to capture the unique voice of this singer from Zanzibar, the British Gramophone Company brought her and her musicians all the way to Bombay in India, at a time when there were still no recording studios in her home country. The result? More than 250 songs produced and 72,000 records sold between 1928 and 1931. Her recording career was a token of a great performing artist whose real power couldn't be banned on records.
She had a very beautiful voice, very powerful. She could easily capture the audience.
Explains Mariam Hamdan, a musician journalist from Zanzibar who, besides performing Siti Binti Saad's song herself, has done some research on her life. She stresses that before reaching the heights of stardom, Siti Saad knew humble beginnings. Born 1880 into a poor family in the Zanzibari village of Fumba, she enjoyed no formal education, making a living of selling pottery on the street while singing to attract her customers' attention. Exchanging her village for Zanzibar town in 1911, Siti started working with various musical groups, learning Arabic and singing at Islamic recitals. But it was with Taarab music that she became really famous. This recent musical genre, sung poetry accompanied by an instrumental ensemble, was credited to Sultan Sayyid Bagash bin Said. Whereas it was originally only performed by men and sung in Arabic, Siti Saad completely changed the rules. Mariam Hamdan.
She used Kiswahili prominently, and the songs which she composed directly touched the people's heart because they talked about their daily problems, their needs. For example, she talked about the women, how they were abused by men, and then he talked about the government, especially the legal system.
Social criticism was an important aspect of Siti Binti Saad's music. Despite her success, she never forgot where she came from. She performed for Zanzibar's Sultan and for the elite, but also regularly held free shows at her house that became a place for exchange and debates.
She was like a newsletter because she was singing what the people wanted to hear, what the people wanted to tell the system at that time.
Siti Binti Saad passed away in 1950. Not many of her original recordings remain today, but her music is still played a lot in Zanzibar, Tanzania, and beyond. Her songs are part of the standard repertoire of many Taarab bands.
In Radio Zanzibar, they sometimes play her original song, but also many groups play her songs. And she has a very beautiful song because it's like a cocktail, Arabic, Indian, African, Oriental and Occidental music mixed, you know.
Siti Binti Saad cleared the way for many female Taarab singers. Often called the voice of East Africa and the mother of Taarab, she contributed to leading Zanzibar's culture to world acclaim, and she helped stretch the political boundaries of music.